Hello, my friends. I am recording this episode from my car, and I just felt inspired to get on here and share some thoughts. I have these awesome thoughts, or at least I feel like they're awesome, when I go for a run, and very often I come back and get busy with life and all the things that I thought about and all the things that became clear to me kind of get pushed to the back of my brain. But I thought today maybe I would come on here and share some with you. Because number one, for me, when I exercise, and specifically when I run, and I don't even think that running is necessarily the healthiest exercise, but for me, it just feels so good and it clears my brain and it gets me focused and I just feel great afterwards. So I feel like whatever you do for movement, and I do think that movement is essential for health. And when talking about health, from my standpoint and my conversation today, it's coming from a standpoint of metabolic health. And metabolic health is sort of the underlying biological, and lack of a better way to explain this, but your biological process of health, right? All of your health comes down to metabolic health, which comes down to your mitochondria, which you might remember from high school biology. And so when I'm talking about exercise, you know, any movement is going to make you healthier. Any movement that makes you feel happy and good is the exercise or the movement that you should try to engage in. You can optimize your health with certain exercises, and there are certain ways to exercise that are better for you. But in my opinion, the best way to exercise or to move, if you don't want to look at it as exercise, is doing the thing that you enjoy the most, because that will get you, number one, moving more. If you like it, if you enjoy it, if it makes you feel good, you're going to engage in it more. And that, just that one little thing, that one movement, or if it's walking or hiking or dancing or Zumba or yoga or whatever, you may not feel like you're necessarily getting a workout, but the change that it makes in your brain and the change that it makes to your self-concept and identity is probably more important than anything, because that will have a ripple effect in the rest of your life. So that will, you know, potentially give you the confidence to do a little bit more and feel a little bit better. So maybe you start adopting better, healthier habits because you identify yourself as being in a better mindset and healthier, positive. So all of that, it's kind of that snowball effect. For me, it's running. And, you know, it was something that really sucked for me when I first started. Like I really, and I need to disclose this to you. It's not something I'm proud of. Well, proud of, not proud of. I smoked when I was in high school and in college. And it really went against everything that I felt. Like, I just felt gross, but I was so addicted to it. And I know that about myself. I have this kind of addictive personality, and I have to be really careful with foods because of that. But I, you know, so when I started running, it was more after I was smoking, obviously, because it's really hard to run and be kind of destroying your lungs at the same time. But I started running and it was really bad. I was so out of shape. So for me, it was really this, it's been this long process, and it didn't feel good at first, but the thing that got me doing it actually was kind of not a great reason, because I just thought running is the fastest way to lose weight, and I was very consumed with body image and losing weight and all of that. I was very focused on that. My focus has changed, and it's interesting. So, gosh, this just occurred to me too. Like, so when I first started out and doing that, I sporadically ran. I would, you know, just approach weight loss from this unhealthy mindset of restriction and taking out and burning calories, and it really had nothing to do with how, you know, how I felt and was I doing something really good for my body. It wasn't really that perspective, and I think that's why it was such a struggle and why now I may not be perfect in my diet, and I'm certainly not perfect in my body image, the way I look, but it doesn't really matter to me that much anymore. It's really about, do I feel good in my body? Do I, am I coming from a place of compassion and nourishment? And honestly, that makes it so much easier to follow through. And I think that's really like the crux of weight loss. And when I, work with my health coaching clients, there are so many things that get in our way. And 9 times out of 10, it's not really the food, and it's not even not having the money or the time. It's our thoughts about everything. And a lot of times it's the thoughts that we have about ourselves and not feeling good about ourselves. And, if you're coming from this viewpoint of you're not good enough, or you don't like your body, that kind of where I was coming from years ago, it's just harder. It's more temporary, because when you're coming from a place of love and compassion and nourishment, you're more internally motivated, if that makes sense. I'm not sure how else to explain it. Sometimes these things come out a little easier than they are right now, because I'm not really prepared for the conversation, but just wanted to come on here again and kind of chat with y'all. But anyway, so I was running today, and actually, I think I had another thought that kind of got lost in all of this conversation. But it feels good to run. It feels good to move. And the way I feel afterwards, and I really identifying how I feel afterwards, and not having this big expectation that, like, okay, I'm gonna run 3 times and suddenly I'm gonna be, looking exactly the way I want to look. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. I think maybe this is where I was kind of going with all of this, but your metabolic health takes a long time to turn around. And there's the metabolic health piece, which to me is actually kind of simple. There are simple things that will definitely make you healthier. And one of the things, because I'm kind of at this point in my life going through menopause, actually, I think I am. I have a few more months probably until it's like definite. But I wish I knew, and this is what I'm so passionate about. I wish I knew when I was 40 what I know now, because I think some of the things that I'm struggling with metabolically, hormonally, is because I didn't understand this all fully when I was earlier on in my 40s, when all of the metabolic changes were occurring. So there's kind of two pieces to the puzzle from my perspective. Health overall is this intertwined mechanism with all aspects of our lives, right? Like our environment, our mental health, our spirituality, our connectedness with other people, the food that we're eating, our lifestyle, our work, stress, all of that stuff. So our health is impacted by all of those things, right? Then there is the very simplistic, if you break it down to the biological part, which for me, I mean, it's complicated, but it's also kind of simple. So you could get really healthy, just understanding what's going on in your body. Now, having said that, I think that there is no right diet for everybody. There's only the diet that's right for you. And by diet and lifestyle, I kind of mean like plan, not your traditional sense of diet. But what works for you is the right plan for you, right? There are certain principles that we know. Carbohydrates, sugar, flour, all of those things, the really simple sugars and things like that are probably to our detriment, too much in our diet and our life, and we don't move enough, we don't have enough muscle, and metabolic health from that standpoint for the lifestyle that we often live. And that's kind of like the crux of the coaching program, as far as like, what do we need to do to move forward? And it's an experiment because everybody's different and everybody has different things going on in their lives. And so that's kind of the fun part of like figuring out how to integrate all of that. But then there's that whole other thing that really is about what are the things getting in your way? And this is where you can approach weight loss or just getting well and healthier and more energetic from the wrong standpoint. Because if you're coming from a place like I was years ago of just wanting to restrict and kind of, it's kind of like you're angry with your body, like you don't like yourself, so you're trying to change something you don't like. And it almost comes from, and I don't, it's maybe not as dramatic as it sounds, but kind of like a hateful place. Like I'm going to exercise myself into good health. Like it's not like the way I look. Like that standpoint is just really tough. And I feel like when you're coming from that place of loathing for yourself, either you're going to restrict and you're going to follow these rules, and if you don't follow these rules, you suck and you're horrible and like you're down on yourself, or you could be on the other end of the spectrum and you could be like, F it, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want because I love my body. Neither one of those standpoints is coming from a place of love, to be quite honest with you. Like, you don't love your body if you're allowing yourself to just eat whatever the hell you want. And I was there. Like, this is definitely not coming from a place of judgment because I was there because I was highly restrictive, kind of that hateful loathing part of me years ago. And then I kind of was like, screw it. I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to eat whatever the heck I want. I'm going to, when I go out with my friends, I'm going to drink what I want. And that's not loving yourself either because then you're just, destroying your body by eating things that aren't healthy for you. That's not good either. So there's really kind of this middle ground of allowing, right? You can allow yourself certain things and be kind of in the middle of the road and not highly restrictive to the point of, you're coming from this place of punishment. And you're also not saying, F it, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want and be, a free for all. And because both of those, like I said, kind of come from a standpoint or a mindset of loathing and being mad at yourself or rebellion, right? I mean, sometimes, this has come up in my health coaching too. Some people have gone through life with very controlling parents who were, you need to eat this or you need to do that. And, there are many forms of control. And sometimes, parents have come from the standpoint, or the culture of, you have to eat every last thing on your plate and you can't get up until you finish your peas. And, there's a part of us that is kind of like, well, screw that. Now I can do whatever the hell I want, And there's that mindset. So I think bottom line is what I'm trying to kind of get at here is that there is a right and wrong way to get healthy and lose weight and maintain a healthy weight. Some of it is, built on real science, and some of it is built on your body and what you're going through, whether you're in perimenopause, whether you've just had a baby, whether you're in menopause, whether you've had years and years and years of weight loss resistance, which could be attributed to insulin resistance or, could be attributed to, an inflammatory condition or inflammation in your body. There's so many like, functional medicine root cause things that can cause it. And then there's the mindset part of it. And that's the part that I really, really get excited about because once you get a handle on how you're holding yourself back, knowing how to lose weight is easy, because the answer's out there and you start to develop just this kind of connection with yourself and you know what you need, you know what makes you happy. You're coming from this like really beautiful place of wanting to live and have energy and all that. So that's where like the magic happens. Anyway, so these are some of the thoughts that I have when I run. And I know a lot of people either love running or hate running. But if you find something that you love to do, I feel like it just could really help sometimes, like movement especially, can really like just bring out these really awesome narratives and emotions in your brain and create clarity in your life when you just unplug from everything and maybe getting out in nature. And sometimes just kind of thinking through like what's going on in your life and what's working and what's not working. Very often, and this is another thing that is so exciting. I just love coaching because it's so exciting, because a lot of times you can help people, and you could do this for yourself too. Like, what is it in my life? What other areas of my life am I struggling with? So if you're really struggling to see how you're struggling with weight loss, right? If this is something that's like, why can't I stick to this? Look to others' areas of your life that might be a little more apparent to you that you're struggling with, and you're not getting what you want, or that you have you have trouble with. If you could see the pattern of where your brain goes and what the thoughts are and what's holding you back, it could very well be something that's impacting your health goals and your weight loss. Because how we're doing one thing and how the decisions, the way we make decisions, the way we live our lives at work, at home, all the different areas of our lives are often grounded in the same process. So, like, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So, for instance, if you know you're a perfectionist at work, could that be the thing that's holding you back from weight loss, right? Because a lot of times people will say, well, I'm a perfectionist. If I can't do it perfectly, I won't do it at all. Could that be the reason why, you're not sticking with a plan to get healthier, right? Because it's not going to be perfect necessarily, and it's really hard to maintain perfection, especially something that's been hard for us. So is that holding you back? Same thing. Is that holding you back from moving and exercising? Because maybe it doesn't look perfect. Maybe you don't have an hour to exercise every day, and in your brain, that's like that's what you need to do. You need to exercise for an hour. Or if I don't have, 5 hours on Sunday to meal prep for the week, then I'm not going to do it at all. So those are the things that are really, they're so exciting to figure out. And that's what I love. I love helping my clients see that, because those little aha moments not only can transform your health, but can transform your entire life, because those are the things that impact everything. One of the things that I've noticed about myself that has been an underlying theme is coming from this mindset of scarcity. Like, there's not enough of everything out there. There's not enough of success for everybody. So if somebody else succeeded, then that means I'm not going to. Not enough money, kind of, and that really, like, all of this scarcity stuff, like, it impacts your weight too. Because if you're coming from a scarcity mindset, honestly, it's going to make you feel like you have to eat everything on your plate. It may make you feel like you have to save all the food in your cabinets versus throw things away. So it's really, really interesting. There's a lot to dig in there. But anyway, I'm going to go. I'm actually at my destination, and I have to go into the card shop and pick up a card. I get to go to a wedding today, which I'm really excited about. So super fun. And I just want to throw this out there for anybody who's interested. If you're, looking to, whether it's weight loss, get healthier, or even just stick with or have the confidence to stick with something, I'm really leaning towards, I do weight loss coaching, but the life coaching part of it kind of applies to just showing up powerfully in life and asking for what you want and just being happier. Like, that stuff just excites me. So I have right now a 90-day program that helps people with weight loss, that anybody who works with me will get that entire weight loss program, the whole 12-week program, as part of the investment to coach with me. However, having said that, our coaching sessions can really go in any way that you feel comfortable or want to bring them. So sometimes just having someone, I know this has been really powerful for me, but just having someone to check in with you on every week and talk through things, I feel like we all need that connection. I am also planning on opening up a community for people that I coach because my clients are amazing and I love them all. And I want to have a community for women. It'll be a women's group to just all uplift and empower each other. And that is something that I will be implementing. So any one of my past coaching clients who has invested in me will be invited to it. And have access to it as long as it is available. So you can reach out to me. My email is support@getbetterwithheather.com, or you can check out my website, getbetterwithheather.com. And I'm also on social media, so you can check me out there. But if you're wanting coaching, you want to up-level your life, you want to figure out like what's holding you back, like reaching your goals, whether it's your health and weight loss, which is something that like I feel like I've been working on for so long and have a lot to share there. But like I said, it's, you know, the mindset piece is really the exciting stuff. So anyway, have an awesome day and get moving. Talk soon.